I think we're supposed to start an introduction. Because, first of all, Chaim. Really, there's two parts to this year. And based on how much I feel the Olam is still focused and paying attention and not ready for the hot dogs, I'll maybe go into the second part of the shir. You know, the Olam asked me to not really hold back and to let it go a little bit. First of all, you need panemius, that's what you need. And that's where everything comes naturally. So we'll do a little bit of musr in my type of way. But it's definitely going to be a deep inyan, and everybody should bear with me. Some people here who came to the Tanya Shir might have heard a little bit of this inyan. But Mirza Shem, we'll do our best. I'll try to bring it down. I'll try to make it clear. And if there's any questions afterwards, everybody could ask and try to understand better Mirza Shem. By Yesias Mitzrayim, there was a big chiddush by Yesias Mitzrayim. Shem Pesach is coming. Leil Seder. And Leil Seder, Yesias Mitzrayim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself took us out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sraf. There was a chiddush by Yesias Mitzrayim that it was dafka idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is one that took us out of Mitzrayim. Not a malach, not a sraf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And of course, we could appreciate that chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking him out of himself. I mean, that itself says a lot. But there's a deeper chiddush, and it plays a bigger role in the whole idea of Yesias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself took us out, and not through a malach, and not through a saf, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And I want to try to understand that. What is the chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself taking us out of Mitzrayim? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and last week we spoke this out a little bit, we gave a different mahalach, based on the Rebbe Rashab, but the Sfarim, they ask, it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. And the Sfarim, they ask, and they're bothered, what's the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it said by Matan Torah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that took you out of Mitzrayim? It would have made more sense if I want to talk about a bigger chiddush, seemingly. What would the bigger chiddush be? The bigger chiddush would be, not that I took you out of Mitzrayim, but that I created the whole entire world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that created the whole entire world. That seems like a bigger chiddush, to create the whole entire world. Okay, nobody's going to take away from the amazing nisim and niflos that happened by Yesias Mitzrayim. But what happened by Bria Zoylam, I mean, come on. There wouldn't be a world over here. There wouldn't be a world if there wouldn't be a Bria Zoylam. So seemingly, it would be a bigger chiddush to talk about Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that created the whole entire world. So why not talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole entire world? Talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim? Talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm Hashem that created the whole entire world. Why no? I'm Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. That's the chiddush. That's what's unique. Hi. So before we understand that, we have to understand what is the whole union of Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz. What is unique about Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz? So we know that Bederech Klal, there's two different Shemas. There's two different Shemas, and Kfi, how well we pay attention, how much we're into it, maybe we'll dig deeper and deeper into the Indian of the Haggadah and how deep it goes, and where my scarf? And how deep it goes, and how far it goes. So we know the two basic Shemas is the Shema Lakim, and there's the Shema Havaya. Shema Lakim and Shema Havaya. We know that the whole Bria was created I did the Shem Elokim. Bereshis Bara Elokim Hashemayim. Yom Elokim Yor. Yom Elokim. Yom Elokim. The whole Bria Sa'olam was done I did. What I did the Shem Elokim. But then there's a different Shem, which is the Shem Havaya. And that's the Shem that comes after Bria Sa'olam. And the basic difference between the two of them, we'll try to explain this concept deeper as we go along, but the basic difference between the two of them is that there's two different ways to look at things. There's two different perspectives that a person can have. There's a perspective of an ish chitzoini, and there's a perspective of an ish panimi. There's a panimi way of looking at things, and then there's a chitzonis way of looking at things. But derech klal, the pinimius way of looking at things, that's connected to the Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is looking at the world in its pinimius. Mashe Enkin, the Shem Elokim, is always looking at things in a chitzonis way. That's why the Shem Elokim is gematria hateva. Teva is always looking at things in a chitzonis way. If a person looks at the world and all they see is the teva that's around them, what do they see? They're seeing the chitzonis of the world that's happening. But if you can't look inside of the pinimis of teva, to know that let's say there's a rabbonu shalom there, which is mahavid, which is creating the whole entire world, there's a havai, which is creating the whole entire world. So all they're looking at the world is at what? From a chitzonis perspective. They're not looking at the world in a pinimis perspective, what the world really is. That's called the Shem Elokim. It's chitzoni. Shem Havaya is pinimi. Memela, that's the pshat by Paro. Paro was an ish chitzoni. The whole union of Golos Mitzrayim was being chitzoniistic. Paro, the Rizal speaks out that Paro, the only thing he knew was the Shem Elokim. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro. The pasuk says like this: Va'achar bo Moshe va'aron, Moshe va'aron, they came v'yomer el Paro, koy amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem said, shalach es ami v'yachug li b'midbar. Send out my nation. V'yomer Paro, and Paro said, mi Hashem asher eshma v'koyloi. Who is this Hashem? Who is this Havaya that I'll listen to His voice? L'shalech Yisrael lo yedati es Hashem. I don't know Hashem. V'gam es Yisrael lo ashalech, and I will not send Klal Yisrael. So what do you see about Paro? You see that Paro completely ignores the Shem Havaya. What Paro looks at is completely, what does he look at? He focuses on what? The Shem Elokim. Paro, Mitzrayim, is all about taking on a chitzonius perspective. Mashe Enkin, therefore you would say, the Geulus Mitzrayim would be leaving Paro and coming to what? A panemistic perspective. Looking at the world in a panemistic way. So Mamela, what is the Pshat in Briyas HaOlam? Briyas HaOlam is that Bereishit Bara Elokim, Vayomer Elokim. Briyas HaOlam is that I'm looking at the world and all I could see, Briyas HaOlam, the Teva, Briyas HaOlam means that all I see is the world in a chitzonistic perspective. Paro looked at the world only from a view of Briyas HaOlam. Therefore, he knew the Shem Elokim. How do you know the Shem Elokim, by the way? The Rizal speaks out because when Yosef came to Paro, Paro had all of his dreams. And he said, I heard that you interpret dreams. So what did Yosef say? Yosef said to him, Elokim yanas shalom Paro. Elokim is going to answer. And afterwards, after he gave his whole dream story, and Yosef answered him back and said to him, what's really going on in your dreams? So he said, after Hashem made it known to you, after Elokim made it known to you, then you should become a big person and part of my kingdom. So you see that Paro knew the Shem Elokim. But that's all Paro knew. Paro only knew the Shem Elokim. He only knew Chitzonis perspective. He only knew a Briyas HaOlam perspective. Yisias Mitzrayim means going out from a Briyas HaOlam perspective, from a Chitzonis perspective, and it means taking on a new perspective, which is called the perspective of an Ish Panimi. That's called Yisias Mitzrayim. Yisias Mitzrayim is leaving the perspective of Paro, leaving the perspective of Maisa Bereishis, and taking on a deeper panemistic experience, a panemistic outlook on the world, which is called the perspective, the view of an ish panemi. Based on this, we can understand why is it a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he referred to the world, he referred to the Torah, when he gave us the Torah, what did he say to us? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why do you say that? Why not Briyas Shemayim V'aretz? The Pshat is, based on what we said, I think it's very nice. Because the Torah, what does the Torah do? What is the Torah supposed to do to a mensch? The Torah is supposed to take a mensch, and he's supposed to make a mensch into an ish panimi. That's why we say, Torah is Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh. Torah is Hashem. The Torah refers to the Shem Havaya. Torah is Hashem Temima. We know that the nefesh, the neshama of a person, represents the pinimis of a person. The guf is the chitzonis of a person. So that's pshat in the pasuk. Tarez Hashem Temima. The Tarez Hashem. Havaya is Temima. What does it do? Meshivas Nefesh. It brings back the Nefesh of a Yid. It brings back the pinimis of a Yid. It takes the Yid and he makes him from an Ish Chitzoni and he starts making him more into what? Into an Ish Pinim. That's pshat in Torah. So Mamela, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, and the whole purpose of going out of Mitzrayim was to what? To give us a Kabbalah Zotara. Kabbalah Zotara was that we should become an Ishpinimi. So we leave Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means leaving the perspective of Maisa Bereishis, leaving Paro, becoming an Ish Chitzoni, and start to take on what? Becoming an Ish Panimi. And that's what? That's called Torah. Torah is Hashem Tamima. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say when He gives us the Torah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem. Asher Tzitzicha, what me eres Mitzrayim, that I took you out of Mitzrayim? Because the whole union of Yitzias Mitzrayim was what? To come to this perspective of being an Ish Panimi. But Maisa Bereishis is a perspective of what? Being an Ish Chitzoni. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to Kabbalah Torah as Asher Tzitzicha mi eres Mitzrayim. It's clear? Any questions? Chaim.
How does it hurt that Hashem wasn't like with Sarah for the shame of Kibovke with in my Sabratius? Where does that come into it?
There wasn't the Shema Bai over there.
What?
There was no Shema Bai over there.
Later there was a Shema Bai.
Afterwards. Okay, we could talk about it if you want. Maybe we'll tie it in afterwards.
No pressure.
Now I have a question. Your style is very similar. Is it just like a quarter speed?
Yeah?
Like you feel like
this part is. We'll see. The next stage is not what he would do, though. Based on that, though, I think we can understand what is the pshat why Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim himself instead of taking a malach, taking a sraf to take us out of Mitzrayim. The pshat is as follows. The difference, the Rizal explains, what's the difference between a malach and an adam? The difference between a malach and an adam is that a malach, the Rizal says, is called a chitzoni, and an adam is called a panimi. That's the difference between an adam and a malach. A malach is a chitzoni. That's why the malachim, they couldn't understand the adam, and they didn't want the adam to be created, because they only looked at the world in a chitzoni perspective. That's why, what are malachim called? Malachim are called based on the Shem Elokim. We find in the Torah a lot that malachim are called Elokim. Why are the malachim called Elokim? Because Elokim represents a chitzoni sticker perspective. Malachim, all they could see is a chitzoni sticker perspective. So maybe when Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, what's the Pshani Yitzias Mitzrayim? Pshani Yitzias Mitzrayim, like we said, that a yid comes out from what? Being an ish chitzoni to an ish panimi. But a malach is called what? It's called the Shem Elokim. I mean, a malach versus an adam, he's only called a chitzoni. So Memela, when we Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, he can't have a malach take us out of Mitzrayim. You can't have a malach take us out of Mitzrayim, because why a malach is a chitzoni? Going out of Mitzrayim is what? Going out from a chitzoni to a panimi. So who has to take us out of Mitzrayim? Kadosh Baruch Hu himself has to take us out of Mitzrayim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who is an ish panimi. Ish panimi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the panimi. So Memela, when we go out of Mitzrayim, we don't have a malach take us out. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself takes us out. So what does it mean now to be an ish panimi? And what does it mean to become an ish chitzoni? What are we trying to take on by the Haggadah, by Yitzias Mitzrayim? What is the difference between the two? So I want to say a mashal. I've heard this mashal from my Rebbe, and then I want to build on the mashal. A person, he comes to a tish. A person comes to a tish. And by the tish, they see tons and tons of people there. And somebody comes over to them and they ask them, they say, you know, Rebbe, what did you see by the tish? What did you see by the tish by the tzaddik? You know what I saw by the tish by the tzaddik? I saw there was thousands of people there. It was crazy. There's so many people there. That person who goes to the tish and sees all the people that are there, he missed the boat of the tish. That is called an ish chitzoni. That's an ish chitzoni. That's for sure an ish chitzoni. You ask the next guy. So what, you know, Rebbe, what did you see by the tish? So what did I see by the tish? There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there. But the singing was beautiful. The singing was magnificent. It was gorgeous. The singing was unbelievable. So, that person is a little bit better than the first guy. We all could agree to that. But you know, even that guy, he's still an ish chitzoni. He still missed the boat of the tish. He asked the next guy, you know, Rebbe, what did you see by the tish? So what did I see by the tish? I didn't see, you saw a lot of people there? Yeah, I didn't see a lot of people there. Singing was beautiful, singing was nice, but the Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah was magnificent. The Torah blew me away. So that person is definitely better than the first guy. He's definitely better than the first guy. But and you can't say that he's mamish nichitzoni because Torah is Torah. You can't say that a Torah is mamish. He doesn't have Torah. You can't say he's mamish nichitzoni. But you, that's not mamish what's going on by the Tish. He asks the next guy. And he says to the next guy, "What do you see by the Tish?" So what I see by the Tish, I see a lot of people there. Yeah, there's a lot of people there. Singing was nice. Singing was nice. Tivertor was very nice. So what was so special about the Tish you went to? What was special about the Tish I went to? The Shechina was there. That's what was special about the Tish. The Shechina was at the Tish. Elokus was by the Tish. There was a Rabbanu Shalom there by the Tish. That's what was by the Tish. I don't know. The Tivertor was really nice. There was singing was really nice. There was a lot of people there. But what was there? What was there? The Rabbanu Shalom was there. The Shechina was there. And that's what I saw. I saw that the Tzaddik over here that was in front of my face right now, he was a Mikdash LaHashem. He was a mikdash inside of this world, and he was a place where there was a shorash shechina in this world. That's called an ish panimi. Ish panimi is a person who could see that, and who recognizes that. I'll give another mashal on it. You know, a person who reads a story, he reads a book. You can pick any book you want. And when he's reading the book, he gets involved into the story, and he's the story is talking about, you know, that there's this fight and there's this war and there's this battle and there's this thing going on. And what happens when you're reading the story? You feel like you're becoming a part of the story. You feel like you're living the story. You're a part of the story. You're in the story. You feel like you're a part of the battlefield. You feel like you're a part of all the drama which is happening inside of the story that you're listening to and that you're reading about. So the same thing is true when it comes to being an ish panimi. What is an ish panimi? An ish panimi is a person who leaves his story and he starts to become a part of Hashem's story. What was Hashem's story by the Tish? What was Hashem's story by the Tish? Hashem's story by the Tish was that the Shechina was by this Tish. Elokus was by this Tish. That's what it means to Ish Panimi. And Ish Panimi is that he becomes so a part of Hashem's story. What is the tale that Hashem is telling? And when you start to live your life as being an Ish Panimi, you start becoming more and more a part of Hashem's story. So the whole entire picture changes. What is this whole night of sitting and talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and talking about all the makos and everything like that? We said that being Yetzias Mitzrayim is going out from being an ish chitzoni to an ish panimi. It means that what? What we're trying to do is we're trying to tell over a story that we should become and we should feel that we're a part of what story? We're trying to feel that we're a part of Hashem's story. That's the pshat in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the pshat in telling over the whole Agada. The whole Agada is that we're trying to become a part of Hashem's story. So Mamela, what is an Ish Panimi? An Ish Panimi, he looks at the world in a completely different way. Because what is that? What is he looking? How does he look at the world? He doesn't look at the world from his perspective anymore. He starts looking at the world through a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. He starts looking at the world through being what? Through as an Ish Panimi, how Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world. It's a Sipur of Hashem. So Mamela, his whole perspective in the world is a completely different perspective. So Ad Kan is the first part of the Indian. Second part of the Indian, maybe we'll save. Akoponim. When it comes to
Peter, that was the pupil of the show. I was like, "Oh, Joshua, where's the
green light."
What kind?
Namela.
Choosing Shashal's Junior. Okay.
The main thing when a person is an ish panimi, and he starts taking on a new perspective on how to look at the world, so he realizes that, you know, everybody seems to have a struggle during Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, they're outside of the Beis Medrash, they're not in their normal matzav. You should know that, but when it comes to being an ish panimi, there's no such thing as Bein Hazmanim. It's not a real thing. Bein Hazmanim is really just when you're looking at the world as a perspective of an ish panimi, all it means is that you have a different avoda right now. If a person who's an ish chitzoni, the way that they look at the avoda is that they only look at his avoda, calls man that he's in the dalad amos of the Beis Medrash. And ish panimi is makar the fact that everything in the world is all part of the Avodas Hashem. So if right now is not his man to be a part of the Beis Medrash, it means that There's another avuda right now. There's another story that Hashem wants you to be a part of. And each pinimi, his whole life is the Beis Medrash. His whole life is the avuda. That's an each pinimi. That's why the Malachim, they couldn't understand the Adam. They couldn't understand the Adam coming into the Gash mystical world. They didn't understand why Hashem want to put an Adam in a Gash mystical world. Why would He want to give the Torah into this world? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Iker Shechina B'dachtonim. Where is the Shechina B'Iker, as Chazal say? In this world. Meaning not in the place where there's always Kedusha. Even in this world Dafka is where you find Kedusha. And a Malach is an Ish Chitzoni, a Chitzoni. He doesn't understand how even in this world there should be a kus which is in this world. So in Melo, even though we're doing Ben Izmanim, and each Pinimi understands the importance of the Avodah, that it's not called, now that I'm in the Beis Medrash, now I'm Ben Izmanim, I'm taking a break. It's called that now all I have is a different Avodah. Honestly, it should be a deeper Avodah. Because really, being a Zmanim, if you want to know the whole entire Zman, the way that I think in each Pinimi should look at the whole perspective of the Zman, is that the whole perspective of going to Beis Medrash every single day and learning your Baba Kama and your Baba Basra, your Hilchos Shabbos, v'chulu, it's just a perspective that you should have a Heilig of Pesach. It's just a perspective that you should have a Heilig of Shavuos. It's just a perspective that you should have a Heilig of Shabbos every single week. Some people, what do? They learn the whole entire week of Shmak and Shmak and they sleep the whole entire Shabbos. You know what I call that person? An Ish Chitzoni the Gamre. Because Mamash and Ish Chitzoni completely missed the boat on what it means Shabbos. Public says, "Tachli Shemayim." Now I'm all riled up. Tachli Shemayim Aretz. Shabbos is Tachli Shemayim Aretz. It's a Tachli. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos Hayom LaShem. I don't understand. You slept. You learned the whole entire week of Vladik. You should be learning the whole entire week. But the day was just Shabbos Hayom LaShem. That's the day that you sleep your life away. Shabbos is the time, which is a Shabbos Hayom LaShem. It's the time not to sleep. So people think, "Oh, Yom Menucha, Yom Menucha." Menucha all just means is leaving your guf to become more neshamadik to connect to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. That's how each Pinimi looks at Shabbos. It's a different story. Go to a borough park. You can imagine what it was like by the Sabra Rav or Aron Belz. How they were on Shabbos. You know the Belz Rav? When he would walk around during the week, he was frail and like this. He couldn't keep himself up. He was so weak. On Shabbos, he was like this. He was tall. He was strong. It was a different world. They became the way they were on Shabbos. Because the whole entire week was just leading up to a Shabbos. Some Rav, he couldn't even speak on Erev Shabbos anymore. He was so involved in Shabbos Hayom LaHashem. That's how an Ish Pinimi looks at the world. Pesach, Leil Seder, everything is just a hachana. Everything you've done the whole entire Zman is just a hachana that you should be able to have a Heilig of Pesach. All this hachana, it's a Heichatimsa. That's how an Ish Pinimi looks at it. It's just there. Yiddish waiting every single week to get to Shabbos. Not that he should take a break from his learning from Shabbos, on Shabbos. As that everything should come to Shabbos. That's the climax of the week. That's when Ish Pinimi looks at it. And I'm going to take it one step deeper because I've already come this far. Actually, I'm not.
Encroachment, 10-yard penalty.
This is a very deep Indian, though. It's not Musar. It's another sugya. Okay. Chaim, Chaim, Chaim.
Chaim. Car keys.
Good. Sister, my car keys. Leave me the Chaim.
My car keys. Okay. Wait. Pause this part. Based on what we said, I want to understand the ending of Leil Seder. We said that an Ish Pinimi is that you start entering into a Kadosh Baruch Hu story. You leave your story and start entering a Kadosh Baruch Hu story. So now to understand a little bit of a deeper perspective, what does it mean, Leil Seder? You know, the whole Laila, the whole Leil Seder is very, very busy with Halayla Hazeh. Halayla Hazeh, Halayla Hazeh, Halayla Hazeh, Manishah Halayla Hazeh, Mekualilas. Zeh, 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 Zeh. It's very funny because Zeh is usually a masculine lashon. Yish, a feminine lashon, is Zeis. Laila is usually feminine. Yom, the Sfarim say, is masculine. So L'chaim, it's very interesting that in this night, we say Halayla HaZeh. Ishachar should be Halayla HaZeis. Why is it that we change from Halayla HaZeh to Halayla HaZeis? Sorry, Halayla HaZeis to Halayla HaZeh. Oh. So the pshat is... Oh. So the Sfarim say, because there's a very unique chiddush by Leil Yisus Mitzrayim. The Zohar says that b'derech klal, so Laila's Laila, Yom's Yom. But the Zohar says that Leil Yisus Mitzrayim, the chiddush of Leil Yisus Mitzrayim was that the night of Leil Seder illuminated, it was so light outside, like it is Tekuvas Tamas, and it is like it is in the summertime. That's Pshat the Pasuk, Laila Kiyom Yair. The Laila was Kiyom Yair, that it lit up mamash like the night, like the day. The nighttime turned into day. That's what my Rebbe says is a lot. That's why the whole Mesech Pesachim starts and refers to the nighttime, or Larabosar. How does it refer to the B'dikas Chametz? Or Larabosar. The Gemara is back and forth. Why? What is this Pshat? What is the Lashon or? It's very funny. It's a nighttime. So the Gemara says, yeah, it means nighttime. But why all of a sudden in the beginning of Mesech Pesachim are we talking about that or is a Lashon of Laila? So the Pshat is based on this because the whole Chiddush of the night of Leil Seder was that the or, the nighttime illuminated like an or, illuminated like day. So since the nighttime illuminated like day, so Mamelo is or Larabasar. Because it was night, it was nighttime, but it was daytime. It was nighttime. No, it was daytime. That's called Laila Kiyom Yair Kechashecha Ka'era. That's why the Pasuk says Halayla Hazeh Lashem. Manishana Halayla Hazeh. Because what is Zeh? Zeh refers to a masculine Lashem, which is what? Yom. Laila is Nitva. Why is it calling it Zeh? Because since the whole Chiddush of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil Seder is that is Laila Kiyom Yair Kechashecha Ka'era. That is the nighttime is like the daytime. So Mamela doesn't say Laila HaZeis, which refers to Laila in its purity. It refers to Laila HaZeh, which is Yom. Because the Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Laila which is like a Yom. But the night of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim lit up like the daytime. So therefore, the Pasuk says Halaila HaZeh, Manishana Halaila HaZeh. It's Zeh, day. So the Indian is like this, because Baruch Hu is Kachashecha Ka'era. The day and the night are all the same to them. Light, night, darkness, light, all the same. What is darkness? The Sfarim say, I'll keep this brief, that darkness is, all darkness is a lack of light. Darkness is Heder, or it's a lack of light. But mainly when there's no light over there, what do you have left over? All you have is left over is darkness. Darkness in this world, all it is, and the way that I heard from Rabbi Zucker was, the way darkness is just a mirage in this world. When a person in a desert, there's no water to drink. What does he see? He starts to see an image. He thinks it's real. He thinks it's real. You know, everybody, you know, they read the books and they, whatever, the movies, and they jump into the well and boom, they hit the sand, right? Because what did they thought? They thought it was real. They thought it was water in front of them. So they thought it was a reality which was real. They felt it was real. And you feel that Choshech is real. You feel that Ra is real. You feel that there's a Metzias in our life which is stopping us, which is real. But what is it really? As far as I'm saying, all it is a mirage. All it is just a lack of light. When you're Megala or over here, when you're Megala light in a makum of a choshech, what you do is you bring out the lack of a metzias of what choshech really is. You show how choshech is not really a metzias. And you change over the whole entire picture and you realize that this is just a mirage in front of me. So Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim was, when we left Mitzrayim was the shurish, was the root of all the galus which was going to follow. And when we left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka, what is the Pshat Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that it should be Laila Kayom Yar by Yetzias Mitzrayim? That it should be that the Choshech lights up like the Yom. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that, and just like the Golos Mitzrayim, which is the root of all Golos, And any goals we're just going to follow, whether it be a Kloyistika goals the Kloyistika is going to experience, or a Protistika goals that we're going to experience, the whole pshat in the goals was realizing Laila Kayomilar, that it's just a mirage. And all you have to do is you have to be Magala how it is a mirage. And when you're Magala, how really the Choshech there is just a lack of light. So that's when you change over the perspective that Kechashecha Ka'ira. Whose story is Kechashecha Ka'ira? Whose story is that? That's the story of an Ishpinimi. The story of an Ishpinimi that we have when we go out of Mitzrayim, when we go out from a Choshech to an Ora, but that's when Ishpinimi. That's called Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Yisiyas Mitzrayim is called going out from a Choshech to an Ora. That's called an Ishpinimi. He realizes how the Ora, how the Choshech rather, is just a lack of light. They realize how the Choshech is just a lack of light, and all you have to do is you change it over. All you have to do is change it over and find how the Choshech itself is just a lack of light. And you have to be Megal, the light over there. That's an Ish Panimi. So Mamela, you know, we're sitting here, we're doing Bein Azmanim, and we think that we're in Chutz La'aretz. And you know we can't connect to the Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people have this perception that we're in Chutz La'aretz. We can't connect to the Rosh Hashanah. You know, I'll be made on myself that I think I grew more in Chutz La'aretz than I grew in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that true? It's a different story for a different time. But there's a lot of potential over here, and a lot of people feel that you know there's no potential over here when I'm stuck here in a Chutz La'aretz, or I'm here during Bein Hazmanim because I'm not in the Beis Medrash anymore. And each Panimi has a completely different perspective on how to look at life. Completely different perspective on how to look at life. Ish Panimi, he looks at Kadosh Baruch Hu's story. And he hangs on to Kadosh Baruch Hu's story, and he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu's story. So Mamela, even though we're not learning the Beis Medrash all day.
You still should go to the Beis Medrash.
Ish Panimi definitely still goes to the Beis Medrash. I was not coming to the Fuke Dach Chas V'Shalom. If you're able to learn all day, you should learn all day. That's what Ish Panimi would do also. But the pshat is that even if you're not able to do that, you should know that what you're doing is that you're not a part. You're a part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's story still, and you're doing other things. And there's a different avoda right now. And in fact, your whole entire year, like we said, it's just a preparation that you should be able to have a heilig of Pesach, and a heilig of Shavuos, and a heilig of Sukkos, and a heilig of Shabbos every single week. So, Meretz Hashem, we should be zeicha that we should have a Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the Pshat Yitzias Mitzrayim? We said it means leaving being an ish chitzoni, having a chitzoni's perspective on life, and start to enter into what a panimitic perspective, the perspective of an ish panimi. That's called Yitzias Mitzrayim. To recognize that all the choshech in our life that we're living right now, that's only a perspective of ish chitzoni. An ish panimi has a Shem's perspective, so we should leave our perspective of being an ish chitzoni, and we should enter into having the perspective of an ish panimi. And with that, Mr. Hashem, we should be zoicha to all go to Eretz Yisrael and become true Ish Panimi. And then, Bina Bismidash, Hashim, and Heavy Menu, Amen.
ADC, Mr. Hashem.